Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, and we are entering a very, very religious time for Jews, the Passover holiday starts tonight. I just have to talk about what's going on here on campuses. Jewish students are being urged by religious leaders and others to stay home because of all the anti-Semitism that is exuding from these protests on campus. And, you know, some of you have asked, what does from the river to the sea mean? Some of the protesters don't even know what that means. And they're chanting it. From the river to the sea means from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, meaning it's a call for the elimination of Israel. So it basically is a call to have Israel off the map. And it's disgusting. You don't say that. To see these young individuals who don't even know what the hell they're saying, chanting it. And then to see individuals who know exactly what they're saying, chanting it. Classmates of others. I think there was one Jewish student that was stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag. What the hell is going on here? Yeah, and I know many Palestinians. I know Iranians. I know Iraqis. I know Syrians, Egyptians. That's not what the average Palestinian, Syrian, Iraqi wants. These are people who are pro Hamas, and they are even chanting, you know, how we are Hamas, we are Intifada, and this is not something that should be happening on a campus, any campus, any university. Who cannot protect their students and keep them safe should first refund all the tuition and number two, close the hell down. There is no excuse for any student to feel like they can't be on campus. They can't worship. They can't be free. This is America, for crying out flipping loud. This shouldn't happen anywhere in the world. But America, are you kidding me? And I know people are debating, well, they fought back after October 7th and the way they fought. No discourse as it pertains to a war after a country was brutalized and terrorized by terrorists should ever move to the let's annihilate them or death to America. Or there's no excuse. There's nothing you could say to me that could validate or justify this anti-Semitic rhetoric that you're saying. And so what are universities doing? Now, I get it's not easy. You have people protesting. You have people that are a protest, peaceful assembly. It's our First Amendment rights. But how these universities are supposed to handle it is the second anything hateful, murderous, homicidal, threatening, anti-Semitic, discriminatory, anything once that's said, it's done. All right. You guys all assembled. You have your flags. That's all fine. The second I hear that, it's done. You can ban hateful speech. Let's say I have a patient who's having a crisis. Let's say I have a patient that's coming in and they're upset. Okay, you let them air out. But then the second they say something that is going to hurt others, the second they threaten, you can't be here. We'll call authorities to help move you, or you can't be here. Whoever is owning that property has that responsibility. And I know schools are trying to, walk the tightrope of being, woke and being progressive and being, and they don't know who to please. It's a very easy answer. You don't have to allow anti-Semitism. That's a real easy answer. If you really are struggling with a way to go, don't be racist. Don't be discriminatory. Don't be anti-Semitic. Do you know what that does to nobody's talking about the LGBTQAI plus community. When you have people chanting for Hamas, and you know how anti-LGBTQAI plus is, at you're still allowing that. I think we have many individuals who are so obtuse and uneducated on the situation. And you have students who don't know whether to stand by their friends or stand not or go home. And the parents are beside themselves. They're like, I'm spending tens of thousands of dollars a year for this crap. This is America. And what we are seeing is just blatant opportunity for people to show their hatred. And no, that's not cool. And good for everybody standing up against it. I wish more would. This is ridiculous. But it shows the mentality. Every time people say, the Holocaust is not going to happen again, that was a very... No, we are seeing almost even more blatant the anti-Jewish thinking similar to the 1930s. In Germany, leading up to World War II, I had family members who were hit and bullied, and this is more than that. Okay, the signs were a lot more subtle compared to what we're seeing here. And so when people say, "Yeah, but the Holocaust isn't going to happen again. Nobody's going to turn somebody in. Nobody's going to decide to start hurting people." We just saw a Jewish guy got killed in California during one of the protests. We just saw a student get stabbed in the eye with a flag. People are getting hurt. They are. Who's going to? What are you guys waiting for? Concentration camps? Are you waiting for shootings? What are people waiting for? This is disgusting. Where's our leadership? For those people in public office that don't know what to do, just call me. It's a lot more simpler than you think. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So 1 in 10, actually maybe 11% of children, we are now being told, have ADHD. 11% of kids, those age 5 to 17, have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is according to a report from the National Center for Health Statistics. And that is just the kids that have been diagnosed with it. We have a surge, an epidemic of ADHD. Why? I know why. But I'll tell you what the report says. They said the report was drawn from interviews conducted in person. It was by phone from 2020 through 2022. And it was members from a representative sample of U.S. households. And they found that it was more prevalent among boys than girls, 14.5% versus 8%. And that youths 12 and older were more likely to have an ADHD diagnosis than those who were under 12. no single cause has been found. Maybe it's genetics. Maybe it's, you know, attitudes. Maybe it's they're smart. Maybe they have autism, Asperger's. Maybe there's another condition. Maybe they're hypoglycemic. You know, it's very interesting. I had to take a family member to their parent-teacher conference because the parents couldn't be there. And the child was young. And the child, I had just gone in to help be there for that. So I wasn't around the child, you know, for their meals or anything that day. And I guess the teacher was passing out M&Ms. And so the child kept wanting to grab the M&Ms. And the teacher said, you see, he has attention deficit. So I tell the parent, I'm like, look, you know, the teacher thinks they have attention deficit because he wouldn't sit still and he kept going after the M&Ms. Now, I was younger at the time. Now, as a physician, I'd be like, okay, excuse me. I kept looking at the M&Ms. They're M&Ms. All right. Just the whole world stops until I could get my M&Ms and get my chocolate fix. But the parents, like, yeah, I don't think they breakfast this morning. I think they were just hungry. And so I'm like, can you please make sure they have a well-fed breakfast and then see what happens? Because the teacher is saying the child has ADHD. And it was based on, and I trust a lot of teachers in terms of, but this was not a teacher who necessarily knew the child. This was somebody who was just conducting this little session. And so we really need to understand what is behind this. Some of the key findings, looking at 2020 to 2022, 11.3% of kids 5 to 17 had ADHD. But if you break it down between boys and girls, 14.5% of boys, 5 on up to age 17, 14.5% had ADHD. White non-Hispanic children age 5 to 17 were more likely to have ADHD, 13.4%. Then black non-Hispanic individuals, 10.8%, and Hispanic, 8.9%. So looks like the whites were at 13.4% compared to black non-Hispanic, 10.8%. The prevalence of ADHD decreased as the level of family income increased. Now, that's interesting because many studies have found that ADHD increases in wealthier families because they could get diagnosed easier. Children with public or private health insurance were more likely to have it than children without insurance. So public health insurance, 14.4%, were diagnosed more than those on private or those without insurance. So, you know, we've spoken about the attention deficit hyperactivity criteria. You know, if you have a child, they have to have six or more symptoms of these. Where they don't give attention to schoolwork, they have trouble playing their activities, playing games, they don't listen when you speak to them. See, when you have a child that's not listening when you speak to them, that could be an auditory dysfunction. It could be a auditory processing issue. It could be Asperger's. It could be autism. And so whenever somebody says my child has ADHD, I always like to look for what's secondary. Or what is ADHD a symptom of? Is the child not following directions? Can they, or do they struggle organizing tasks and activities? If you have to tell them to do homework, they avoid it because they don't want to sit there and do something that requires mental effort. Do they lose things? Yeah, they've always lost their pencils. They've always lost their crayons, their books. Are they easily distracted? Do they forget simple things that they should remember? Now, in terms of hyperactivity, are they fidgeting? Do they leave the seat and start running around when they're not supposed to? When they can't, you know, play in an activity quietly, they're very loud. That was me, okay? Are they always on the go, looking like they're driven by a motor? Do they talk excessively? Do they blurt out an answer while the teacher's trying to talk to class? Do they have trouble waiting their turn? Do they interrupt or intrude on others? And so these are the symptoms. They have to have six or more if you're an adult, 5 or more if you're an adolescent or a child. And it has to be present for at least 6 months. Now, we talked about this also. It can't just be in one setting. It has to be, you know, work and home or school and home. And many parents might not pick it up, but teachers, God bless them, a lot of times will pick it up. They know. They're pretty well versed on it. So what's going on here? Now, when I was in school and I was hyperactive and I was running around, you know, making jokes and all that, I got spanked. I'm not, never bring that back, but that's how the teachers used to do it. They would spank you, they'd put you in the dunce's chair, or they'd send you to the principal's office. Okay? Now in school, obviously, thank God they don't do, you know, spankings and things like that, but many teachers do not have the liberty to say, all right, you're out, or go sit in a corner, or go and do this task. Remember how you used to stay after school and write, you know, things on the boards or clean the erasers and then get all that chalk in your lungs, and it was miserable. But we don't have a lot of appropriate, I don't want to use the word punishments, but alternatives to a child that is being disruptive in class. Because once a child is disruptive, it could disrupt others. Trust me, when I would make a joke and I'd make people laugh, the kids wanted more. It's a drug. They like, make me laugh again. And I'm like, I'd rather do that than learn something I already know. Right? Well, so then you look at the kid. See, is it because the kid knows the stuff? And you're teaching to the masses when you really need individualized type curricula so that the child isn't sitting there bored going, I know all this. I did all this already. Or is it so above the child's head that they just can't understand? When my son talks to me about engineering, I focus on other things. I don't mean to. It just, I don't understand what he's talking about, okay? I majored in bio, minored in chemistry. I don't really get engineering and physics that well. They aren't my strong suit. And so you tune out. So, you know, a teacher or a curriculum has to ensure that everybody is up to speed. And if 30 or 35 kids in a classroom aren't all learning at the same pace, you're going to have a problem and you're going to probably have higher diagnoses. When a parent only has an hour in their busy schedule to sit down with the child and get them to do their homework, and 1 hour is not enough for all the homework these kids have these days, and they get frustrated, they're going to the doctor saying, we need help. And I'm not very comfortable with people who don't necessarily have true ADHD being on stimulants. We've even seen studies saying it can affect the heart. We've always known that. So we need to teach people how to refocus. Now, how do we do that when right now we're on a, you know, fast food, get your text rather than waiting for a letter, picking up a burger rather than waiting for dinner to cook and saute and simmer and crock pot, you know, talk to a person instantaneously on texting rather than waiting and going across the street after school. And we've taught society to be very impatient and to do things impulsively. And so no wonder kids are becoming more impulsive. Look at the crap they're eating. They're not eating healthy food, a lot of these kids. They're eating processed foods. Cereal, sugary snacks, frozen foods. If they don't get their nutrition, if they don't learn how to read and write with books and get off computers, I mean, I need to look away from a computer. It's not that I have hyperactivity, it's just I can't stare at a screen. That's not in our animalistic nature. I try to ask the dog to watch TV with me. The dog doesn't want to look at a screen. So then do more practical learning. Don't make me go through how I think schools should be again. I'm putting this in writing, so nobody has to keep hearing me say it all the time. But mornings should be your hardcore 20-minute interval classes of just of what they need in terms of their academics. And then the afternoon is all about the practical learning. You know, your labs, your sports, your learning the trades, your exercise, your first aid, your self-defense. And I think things are going to stick more. But right now we have this epidemic of we got to go on the medication because it's going to make our lives easier.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, no spoilers, but I saw the Civil War movie, and I got some things to say about it. It was good, but got some things to say about it. And you know, when I heard that there was a Civil War movie, I hadn't really seen a lot of the previews. I saw that one preview, which was fantastic. And you kind of need to be prepared that it's not what you think. The Civil War movie was very good. It just broke the box office, from what I understand. But Kirsten Dunst, all the stars, did fantastic. But it kind of does the photojournalist angle of it. And so they're going to spend a lot of time on the camera people. So if you're looking at, okay, you know, this world is, our country is looking like it's going into a civil war. How would that look like? A movie that's going to look like where America is going. That's not necessarily what this is. It's basically about America's in a civil war, but it's following the photojournalists. And they're, you know, doing a little bit of a backstory in there. And so it's a good movie. But you know, for me, what I think would be a very good movie, considering, you know, the times and what we're going through is, you know, what a civil war could look like. There's people literally asking for a civil war. We see at protests, we see death to America. We see people saying, this isn't my country. And I think before anybody even calls for that and asks for that to educate themselves. And so I think a movie showing what that could possibly look like might start to maybe change the rhetoric a little bit, and people will be a little bit more appreciative of what they have. Civil War does that a little, where they see Americans going after Americans. For me, if I would have done the movie, I would have done it a little differently. And I would have, and it's hard to do in a 2-3 hour film, but I would have showed how the cessation happens. You know, in this movie, it's Texas and California, but they really don't go into that part, which I think is fascinating, how Texas and California combine. You know, and maybe they were trying to do that so it didn't seem political, since California and Texas seem to be opposite politically, but they, in the movie, they joined forces as the Western forces, but they didn't really go into that part of the story. It was more about the journalists traveling. And so, you know, I would be looking at, you know, if there was a civil war, how would that look like? Would it be East versus West? Would it be North versus South? Would it be the Midwest versus the coastal communities? And then what advantages each state had, depending on what they needed for their war chest. So if the Midwest was on one side and, you know, the other states were starting to starve, you know, they really needed Iowa, or they really needed Minneapolis, or they needed Texas, or they needed California because of the resources they had, Montana, then it all ends up being, you know, Montana. You know, you really needed Montana on your side. And then seeing the sides vie for getting the state to join their side. I just think that could have been a really, really cool story, you know, on how to get Montana on your side or not. And then what happens to the people who say, but I don't want to be on that side. You know, and then all of a sudden things splitting, and then you see the divide. And then from the divide, you know, how do they identify who's on one side versus another? And then, you know, what about the people that are anti-war that are like, this is dumb. We're going to stop it. We are going to do anti-war guerrilla acts to stop the war because we're killing each other and we're going to booby trap. That's how I would make the movie. I think of screenplays all the time, and one day maybe I will make my own movie. Of course, I would star in it, and then nobody would want to see it. I'm not going to make a movie that I don't get to star in. Oh, hell no. And my love interest has to be, you know, Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen. So I'm working on that. But I think, yeah, you know, maybe we should do that. You know, we do need that love interest in the Civil War movie. You know, we think we're going to die, and Michael Fassbender's like, I don't want to die a virgin. And I'm like, I got you. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But so I would have just spent a lot more time on the destruction of the American unity and how stupid and ridiculous it was, where people started to forget what were we even fighting for. You know, that would be like a modern day civil war. In this day and age, do I think we would be at risk of that? Absolutely. When I see the BS, when I see the hatred, when I saw people turning at other people's for not wearing masks, you know, or, you know, you didn't take your vaccine, so you know, I'm telling the supervisor. People told on each other. I told you, I had a friend, their salon was opening up, so the staff had their meeting outside in the parking lot where everybody could social distance, and the cops came up to them. The cops were really cool, but they said, somebody called us because they saw you standing out here assembling. I mean, what, come on. I have seen human behavior. And I think a lot of us are starting to see this sort of human behavior that is reminiscent of previous wars, of previous civil wars, of previous atrocities. And so, yes, I think somebody could very easily say, we're done. Let's do it. And I'm nervous about that. You know, every year we hear about a state wanting to secede. It's not going to happen. We're supposed to be stronger in numbers, but we're not unifying. And I would hate to see us break apart because people feel one way or the other on abortion. And at what week you could abort or not. Oh my God, we almost went to war over the Roe v. Wade. And other countries are watching us going, okay, you guys ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, you aren't living next to terrorists. You aren't having people come into your land killing you. You know, although now that we're opening things up to cartel, who knows what's going to happen? As you know, we've already seen with Laken Walker and other individuals, Laken Riley, the tragedies that are happening when we don't do our job and make sure America comes first and America's safe. So I am concerned. I think people want a war. I think people want a fight. They don't feel represented. Or they don't like the other side, and they don't like the other side so much that they are willing to spew hate, spew bigotry, spew murderous vocalizations and phrases, and it's disgusting. And I'm a doctor. I love people. I need to be around people. I love seeing people. I love dealing with people. I love talking to people. I love learning from people. But people can be evil. And it's that evil that is driving people to want to fight others. I mean, look at how in California, you would think Californians are like, you're a California, I'm a California, I got your back. No, not if you're Republican, not if you're Democrat. Now you're the enemy. How is a Democrat the enemy? How is a Republican the enemy? And that's what politics has driven us to. They want us to have that big D or big R or wear blue or red, which, by the way, it used to be the opposite. I remember when Reagan won, the states were all blue. They changed the colors after the 80s from red to blue, whatever. But politics wants that. You're on that side, we're on this side. If you're not with me, you're against me. And when people try to be politically neutral or say, look, they're forced. They're forced to pick a side. And what? Why? Because politicians can get elected. They could get more money. The more divide, the more chaos. It's going to take those of us who are moderate that think a lot of the BS on the extremes is purposely pushing us to a civil war and say, stop it. If we have a president that's not doing their job, don't elect him again. Now, if we have a person running for president that you don't like, don't try to put them in jail. That's just going to charge the base. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, space, yes, it's the new frontier, although I don't know how new it is because we've done a lot in space. We've landed rovers on Mars. We've landed on the moon. We've almost tried to go. I think we've hit stratospheres with Bezos's interesting shaped a spaceship and rocket. And so, space is a frontier that I think we have hundreds of years of learning to do before we could even barely understand it. But this is fascinating. Apparently, NASA has found a new mutant bacteria in space that has hitched a ride on our International Space Station. Now, when we have things that don't belong on Earth, that Earth has protective mechanisms for things from outer space to get onto Earth, if they figure out how to Trojan into us, that by jumping on things that might meet up with the International Space Station, we could have some problems. And so this isn't, you know, an alien movie, but it could be the start of, now, and I don't know if there has been a movie where something mutant just kind of gets picked up in space and then it comes home with the astronaut. The astronaut says hi to their family and then it crawls into the kid's backpack. And then all of a sudden you have this big, pandemic happen. But this bacteria is called E. bugandensis. It has mutated on board the ISS, and it is drug resistant. Now, researchers have found 13 strains of this bacteria. The E stands for Enterobacter, and Enterobacters are known to cause sepsis, to cause a variety of different. It's a genus of species that can be pretty dangerous. And so Enterobacter bugandensis, has been linked to blood infections on the International Space Station. This could compromise the health of astronauts on board because they can't just open a window and get some fresh air. According to Daily Mail, the extreme environment on the International Space Center, like higher carbon dioxide levels, force the bacteria to mutate. And when exposed to microgravity, the bacteria can also acquire other sorts of resistance, including resistance to antibiotics. So the bacteria hitchhiked on astronauts to the orbiting lab, and now researchers have warned that the microgravity can affect their health, make them more susceptible to infection from the bacteria. The mutation landed the bacteria on the ESCAPE pathogens group, bacteria that are the leading cause of infections contracted while receiving medical care. The bacteria has been linked to several infections in the blood, like sepsis, neonatal sepsis, could cause UTIs. Enterobacter is known for a lot of things, UTIs, stomach issues, endocarditis, sepsis. But researchers first discovered these organisms were living among astronauts in 2019 while conducting a survey of fungi and bacteria that were living on the ISS, which that would be, see, this would be something in my wheelhouse because I really loved microbiology. Where I go to the space station, I take my little petri dishes, I go and I culture things, bring them back, incubate, see what they grow, and what difference in properties they have to other bacteria and fungi and viruses. That's pretty cool. But they recently identified the leading bacteria as this E. bugandensis. So now what? Well, as we are starting to open up travel and, you know, being able to do quote-unquote space travel privately, we need to understand some of the things that we're doing here. Now, I don't think we are at the level where we're ready to take people to the moon and back on a vacation. And I, you know, that would be cool. I mean, I'm a little afraid of outer space, but the more I think about it, if I did have a bucket list, that would be cool to go to the moon. Now, I wouldn't spend the money that I think it would cost, but we need to be a little bit more careful if we're going to start screwing around with the upper stratospheres. And you would think that things couldn't live up there, but remember, these bacteria have nothing better to do than to figure out how to thrive. And anaerobic bacteria are bacteria that grow in low oxygen environments. They exist. They could very easily, you know, be able to take advantage of these situations. And, you know, I understand these things are very, very small and we don't want people panicked. And the way this world acted with COVID was ridiculous. But we do have to have an appreciation for these things that we cannot see. And we are testing the bounds of nature when we decide to leave Earth. Okay, humans were never designed to leave Earth. We die if we leave Earth because we can't breathe. So we come up with suits, we come up with ways to breathe, we come up with ways to pee, we have to exercise when we're out in space or we lose our bone mass, and we think we know how to replicate a healthy lifestyle off of Earth, but that doesn't mean we belong there. Now, personally, I do think we need to learn what is out there, you know, in case somebody does want to attack us, understand our defenses. You know, I've seen the Armageddon movie. I really want to dissuade and deter any asteroids from hitting Earth. So I commend NASA for all the great work they're doing looking beyond Earth. We also have to be careful, as China could be putting up satellites that could attack us, or any other country could be doing that. So we do have to venture out, but we have to understand and have an appreciation for the fact that there could be things that are going to take advantage, maybe not maliciously, but inadvertently, of our going back and forth. And that might not be the safest thing for humans. Earth has a very protective cloak with heat, with energy, with changes in gases. And it's a protective mechanism for our globe. And we aren't, I think, paying as much attention to that as we should. So these are, it's fascinating stuff. The other thing, too, is rather than people think, well, you know, if it's a bad atmosphere for a bug or a virus or a bacteria, then it'll die. No, their study found that under stress, these strains on the ISS were mutated, and then they became genetically and functionally distinct compared to bacteria strains on Earth. And so the life wants to live. These cells, these entities want to live. That's all they have to do, is figure out how to live. They're not going to just say, okay, well, I'm going to die. Some will. They're like, we can't even mess with it. You know what? See ya. I'm out. But others are like, wait, we can make this work. We can make this work. Let's use less oxygen. Let's figure out how to use this carbon dioxide. Let's withstand the temperatures. And, you know, the International Space System is a nice, close to Earth sort of setting, which bacteria could be like, okay, good, look at this. And so, I don't know. I think we are not being as careful as we need to be. You know, kudos to NASA. I think they're doing great, great work. But if you guys do decide to, you know, go to the moon or leave, just take a shower before you, you know, come into the studio, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.